The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tzubis Daf Chuf Zayin. The Mishnah at the end of Amud Beis, Mishaholach Lundinus Hayom, Vomad Echor Upinus Isishtoi, he went off. Somebody supported his wife. He has a Chiv Mizainis. If he's around, Bezin will force him. Bezin will be Yerid Lanachosif to feed his wife. He's not around. Somebody else decided to do him a favor, Tzedakah, Chesed, whatever you want to call it, and took care of his wife. L'chayra, that person was fulfilling his obligations. The simple halacha would be that he's mechuyev to pay him for covering his expenses. Despite that, Chonon, and this is the opinion that's accepted l'halacha because Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh says Yofa Machonon, Iberes Moisov. Mishnah says Hiniach Moisov al Keren Atzvi. Chonon holds that Pereya Choyvoy Shel Chaveroy, somebody who pays off a Choyv, Reuven owes Shimon money, and somebody goes to Shimon, pays the Choyv for Reuven. Over here, the woman is owed a Choyv, there's a Choyv is Mizoinis, somebody paid it, so to speak, for the husband. The halacha is, according to Chonon, Hiniach Moisov al Keren Atzvi. The Chachamim argue, the Gemara says this is not only a din in whether he's mechuyev the money, but whether it's called his mahanehim in the first place. The Gemara brings a Mishnah Nedarim where Reuven is madir hanov from Shimon. Reuven, if he's poireya choyvoy shel Shimon, is not violating his isra hanov because that's not called gibim mahanehim. And the question clearly is in svar yeshor en lecho hanov gadol mizeh, if Reuven is paying off his choyv and the dogs are not down Shimon's neck, and because of that Shimon is able to breathe easier at night, isn't that Hano? So obviously we understand Hano over here in the sense of feeling better about things. That the emotional Hano is not what we're dealing with Mudir Hano. You know, in terms of emotional Hano, there's no bigger friend, there's no bigger favor than paying off somebody's choyv. If somebody's a bal choyv, he's living in a world of nightmare. Somebody pays off his mortgage, somebody pays off all his business debt, there's no bigger favor than that. The question is whether that hano has a din of mominus. Is that called that he's being ma'anim, or it's called he's giving him something befoil? That's really the question over here, and on that we have the machloikis chon and the chachon. But we still have to understand shitas chon. The chon, we would say. Then there's a chiv nena. What's chiv nena? Taisus gets into the whole discussion over here. This is one of the landmark discussions in Taisus over here, Taisus in Bava Kam Daf Nunches, on the din of nena. There are different areas in halacha where Reuven provides something for Shimon, where Shimon would be mechuyev to pay to Reuven. One of them is what we call schiras pa'alim. Reuven provides a service. He provides a service where he's clearly working for Shimon. If he's clearly working for Shimon, Shimon owes him the market value or whatever was established. If no price was established, a plumber comes to my house, I hire him, he comes, if we didn't discuss a price, I owe him standard market price for that type of service. Of course, could feed the quality of the work, could feed the time of the day that I called him, that type of thing, but whatever the market is gever, that's what I would be mechuyev to him. There's another type of person that I'm mechuyev to pay, and that's called a nenen. The Tesvis starts off his discussion on this inyan with quotes from the Gemara and Daf Pei. Hayorid l'teich soda shel chaver v'nota shaloi b'shus. Reuven has a field where he's not planning on, where he's not planning right now on planting it. The Maisa Shimon was yorid l'teich soda shel chaveroi, and he cultivated the field, he planted it, or let's say if you want to give a different example, Reuven has a house. The house is, he wasn't planning on painting it. Shimon was nichnas into his house and he gave the house a paint job. Now, theoretically, if somebody builds somebody, so if somebody comes into my backyard and builds a gazebo, I can tell him, get the gazebo out of here, I'm not going to pay you for it. If somebody plants trees, so the halacha is, he could tell him, toilet tzecha monecho. He can tell him to tell it, and he won't have to pay him. He can tell him to get it out. But if it's there and he keeps it, the Gemara says that there's a mechuyev of nana. It's important to note, because we're discussing this inyan from the ground floor. So again, where the sod is asuyolita, where he's looking for a paint job, the person with the field is looking for somebody to plow, plant, cultivate the field. This person happens to be without signing a contract, steps in and does the work. I'm looking for a painter. I've been making phone calls. Somebody hears, he comes to my house, he paints it. It's a quality job, decent job. Lavka would have hired him. But Lamaisa, he did the job. How much do I owe him? Do I owe him his asking price? No. I owe him whatever the standard market price is. Kipocha Shabapoilim, whatever I could prove is the lowest reasonable price for that job, I don't owe him more than that. I'm not mechuyev to pay him higher end of the scale. I'll pay him lower end of the scale, but I still have to pay him. Why? Because that's called he worked for me, he's my poil. I needed a poil, he provided that service, I didn't make up with him a price. Like we said, a poil, where there's no price, pays pocha shabapoilim. However, and that's halachas and schiris poilim, shin lam gimel, shin lamed aleph, shin lamed beis, and choshim mishpat. However, when we're discussing where the soda was einu asu alita, so there the mechayev can't be poil. He's not working for me. He's not providing the service for me. I didn't ask for that service. I wasn't planning on hiring somebody. And here we have the Gemara's mechadish, Chazal mechadish, that if Lamaisa, Ruvain's field was upgraded, Ruvain's estate, Ruvain's total net worth is worth more because of Shimon's input, then the halacha is that Ruvain is mechuyev to Shimon to the sum of that hano. Why? The Gemara says that, and that hano makes him what we call mamani gabok. It says if he took the money from him because he has the money of Shimon, he has the investment of Shimon into his estate, he has that. So Meli is mechuyev to pay for that. And Tosis is based on that imperative called Nene, wants to know why over here is Nene. Ein lecho Nene godol mizeh from Shimon being perea choyves Ruven. How do we understand that he should be chayev? So Tosis introduces this concept, and Tosis says that the reason why over here there would not be mechayev, Tosis says that where somebody's mahan, that somebody invests in my field, there I have my field, used to be worth 100, it's now worth 150. I have $50 that he invested. That means there's a mamoni gaboch, similar to the concept of a choif. Since I have $50 that comes from Shimon, because he invested in me, I owe him that money. I owe him. Now, it's important to note over here, a poil, I'm a choif to him the value of that work. Over here, it's only that I have hano from him. I'm either mechuyev to him one of two things, being that he didn't work for me. Either I could pay him his expenses, and if I pay him his expenses, that's called that he didn't invest in me because he didn't lose anything. The work that he did, he worked for himself. That's the key point to be mechalik between a poil and nene, is to realize a poil works for me. If I'm looking for somebody to do a paint job, he paints, he's working for me. But if I wasn't looking for a paint job, so then we can only say because my house is worth more money, I'm holding on to mamoni gaboch of Shimon in that case. So if I pay Shimon his hoitzoyes, Shimon is no longer a choser al yidei my hano, I don't owe him. It's only if I'm nene from his choser, the famous klal, the gemara, zenene v'zeh loy choser is not chayv, zenene v'zeh choser, the mechayv is nene. If I live in somebody's apartment, and because of that, the apartment goes down, even if I didn't rent the apartment from him, I owe him for the hano because of his chosr. If I get rid of the chosr, by giving him his hitzos, that's one way of paying a nana. One way of paying the paint guy is by paying him for his expenses, or I could pay him for however much the house is worth more, whichever one works better for me. Either way, I'm divesting myself of the fact that his chosrin paid for my hano. That's the klal of nana. Tosfos introduced a concept in Bava Kama Nunches called Mavri Achari. Mavri Achari means if I chased away a lion from somebody else's rishus, there were lions that were about to eat his flock of goats. I chased away that lion. I chased away those lions. He's not mechuyev to pay. He's not mechuyev to pay. Tosfos Lamaisa brings from a Gemara in Perek HaPesach Zapayel Bamitzid HaTzadik Gimel that there is a chiv of being Mavriachari. Tosfos says that Mavriachari where would be potter. This is the exact Tosfos in Bava Kama Daf Nunches. When is the Mavriachari which we find in Bava Metzia, which is Mechayiv? It says over there that if somebody was Mavriachari, he hired workers to chase away lions which were a threat. Or if we want to give a different case, somebody's house, my next door neighbor, I hear burglars, and I quickly gather three, four people to 3-4 teenagers or 3-4 people who could do the job, and I have to pay them to come in and make sure that the place is secure. Or there's a tornado and I have to call down the guys. My neighbor is in Florida for midwinter vacation, and I have to call down whoever it is to fix a leak or something like that. All these cases, there would be a mechayev. So there would be a mechayev for him to pay me for the expenses that I incurred hiring workers. And so it should be. Here I put myself out, I troubled myself, and I hired somebody for you. Of course you should have to pay for it. They're doing something for you. Taisu says, when would Mavriach HaRi be mechayev? When would Mavriach HaRi be potter? Again, if we could define a Mavriach HaRi in terms of the pu'ula he's doing, that he's working for the person who benefited, so then we can be mechayev malz poel. If we can't define him as working for the person, for the person whose flock was saved, and this criteria when it can be defined as working for, when it can't be defined as working for, the only reason why we can mechayev him is nene. His net worth is worth more because of somebody else's input. Over there, the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Gimel says there is a mechayev. Taisus by us is saying, based on the Gemara Bava Kamen Daf Nun Ches, that the reason why Perei Choyve Shel Chaveri is because he didn't actually benefit. He wasn't mashki in his field. He didn't paint his house or cultivate his field. All he did was, he was Moinea Hezek of the person coming after me to collect debt. I owe somebody $100. Somebody paid off for me a Choyve. Perei Choyve Shel Chaveri. I'm not benefiting him. He's not richer. He just doesn't have that the other person will be able to collect from him. He's not $100 richer. Of course, a penny earned is a penny saved. But he's not, if you're in the lomdas, he's not $100 richer, as if somebody painted his house. What is he's not going to be $100 poorer. It's like a menias, hezek. In that case, he's not chayv. When is mavriach hari chayv? When is mavriach hari not chayv? So Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is brought down Tais Bayos, Tais and Bava Kamen, Rabbeinu Tam is Sefer Yosha. Seems to be a minority opinion. The Shach, in these halachas, and Perei Choyv Shechaveri, which is Mechash Mishpat, Kuv Chol Ches, brings a whole slew of Rishonim that are clearly Mukhanah like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that the only Perei Choyv Shechaveri, which is considered only Minias Revach, Minias Hefsid, and not Mahane, is only Perei Choyv Shechaveri with Pinis Ishtoi. This is not a klal to be extrapolated from that every perei choyv shechaveroi is potter. Rabbeinu Tam says, halacha only by ishtoi. Why would it be different? Why would it be different? So the words of Rabbeinu Tam is that if I owe somebody $100, having somebody pay off my choyv is certainly, for me, that's called that I gained $100. There's $100 of choyv, of debt, on my net worth. That $100 of chayv was removed. I'm $100 richer. That means somebody was mahaning me $100. He'll have to pay. Masha'en came by Pinis is ishtoi. Rabbi Tam says a woman theoretically, if she was in hard times, would be mitzamtzim. She would eat less. Because she would eat less, the chayv is not defined. It's a little bit hard to understand Rabbi Tam because make a minimal cheshbon. Let's say her mizaynus is $100 a month. If she'd be mitzamtzim, it would be only $60 a month. So at least, chodshim dem, pay $60 a month. I believe Rabbeinu Tam is adding here an extra knedge. What Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that, this is something that we spoke about in the fourth perek and the fifth perek, the choyvas habal, to be mefarnes ishtoi, as well as the other chiyuvim, that are mutl on the bal, are not chiyuvim, cut and dried, of $100. It's a choyv of a husband to be meshumen and provide for his wife's needs. A husband is mechuyev to provide for his wife's basic needs. It could be that that would entail spending $100 if that's her needs as far as panos is concerned. If he has to pay for refuah, then he has to pay for doctor's bills. Let's say it's $1,000 a month. That too is mechuyev. But it's not a choyev of $1,000. It's a choyev. It's a personal obligation. The same way he has emotional chiyuv to his wife. Shekhsus voino. He has financial chiyuv. The chiyuv of mezoinos. The dollar and cents value is only a way of putting it into dollars and cents. But in actuality, the choyv is not mamon. Rabbeinu Tam expressed that by saying, and what would be if she would eat less? Then the choyv would be less. So what does that mean? That means that the choyv that I have, lefanis ishti, is not the pshat that there's a regular mamoini gaboch, that she has a shibun on me of $100. I'm now $100 richer. somebody took care of my chiyuvim commitments, which would have costed me money. The commitment is not a chiyuv of money. The commitment is a commitment of me to somebody else, to a person who I took responsibility for. She's my wife. I'm responsible for her well-being. It happens to be that that part of her well-being will cost me $100. Somebody else made that. Now I don't have that chiyuv to take care of her. But am I $100 richer? I wasn't $100 poorer. It's not a koyd moment. But in any koyd, where Shimon has a lien on my estate, Shimon has a choiv against me of $100. That means that I'm $100 that's sitting in my bank account doesn't belong to me. It belongs to Shimon, so to speak. That's what a shibud is. In that case, if somebody paid off that choiv, I am now $100 richer. If I'm $100 richer, then of course I'm a nene. If I'm a nene, I have to pay. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Again, the shach is doiche that. B'shtei yadayim, the Shulchan Aruch paskins perei achoyv, shalchaver is potter, the Rambam, the Torah, everybody goes not like Rabbeinu Tam. So we're back to square one. Why is that not called nene? Why is perei achoyv shalchaver not called nene? So we said that it's only minias hefsid because of mavriach hari. Mavriach hari, we find mufurish that if somebody hired workers, that'd be mechuyv to be a person. So Taisa says that's really only a din derabbanan. Be'emesin, I'm not $100 richer. The sheep were mine. Am I $100 richer because the lion didn't come? Yeah. But am I do I have $100 of his? No. The sheep that I had, I have. Meaning say, of course, on a practical level, I have another $100 than I would have had it not worked out that somebody was here and made an outlay of $100. But right now I don't have in the lumdus, there's no more money gabok, I don't have $100. It's not that my field is worth more. My field is what it was. There's a flood that would have flooded the field and now it didn't come. So because of that, I retained the $100 that I had the whole time. I retained my flock. That's called Minias Efsin. That's not called Nene. Nene means I have $100 from the other person. So when am I mechuyev from Avriach Hari? There's a Be'etzin Tzedin Derabonon, Takonon Derabonon. Chazal only established that Takona when somebody in the normal case provides a service. It's very common that somebody needs help. His flock is threatened, his house is threatened, his whatever it is, his bank account is threatened, and I play good Sam and I do the favor for him. That's cool. Then I'm Mahanahim, Derabonon will mechayev me. The Rabbanu will mechayev to pay me back for that. Mashenu perei achoyv shalchaver, which is not the normal case. Most people are not regular perei achoyv shalchavers. So Chazal never established a takana. There's no precedent for a takana in that case of Ruven being perei achoyv. So melo hadrinu lekamaisa. It's not nene. All it is taking away the. It's taking away the hefsid, the gvias choyv. By the way, the reason why Rabbeinu Tam argues with this is Pashut. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if I owe somebody $100, there's $100 in there, not mine. Now that I have that $100, it's not just that I got rid of some pesky balchoyv, I got rid of somebody sticking his nose into my bank account. There's $100 a year that was reshuvah to somebody else that now is fully mine. That $100 is now mine. I am $100 richer. A flock of sheep, I had the flock of sheep. There was an Ari that was coming to threaten. So that Ari had to be chased away. That's why Mavriach Ari is potter in the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Tumchas, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is quite logical. But Pirnis is Ishtar, like we said, that's not a regular choiv where the $100 is not mine. Therefore, over there, it's also like Mavriach Ari. But by us, by a regular Perei Choyv Shachaveri in Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbeinu Tam would disagree. But like we said, the Rishonim argue with that. The Rishonim hold that Perei Choyv Shachaveri is also only being Moineya of Gvias Choyv. I'm also only taking away, when I have somebody's Choyv, I'm only taking away somebody's Hefsid if the Bal Choyv is going to be Goyver from his Rishus. So that's a basic discussion of Taisvis, the Mavriach Ari, when it's a Takon and when not. That's what we said, you have to say according to Tosfos. The Etzem Hagdoru, the way we just explained, that there's a chiluk between a nene where I have $100 of somebody else, and there's a nene where I might be that I benefited $100, but I don't have the $100, it's something that I had before, is a chiluk, is a famous chiluk in the din of nene, which is discussed by the Ktsois and Reish Mavov Sivkot and Beis. The Ktzoyis talks about that there's a difference between a musig that he calls nene and mishtar shile. Mishtar shile means that I have $100 of somebody else. When I have $100 of somebody else, there I'm a chuyv. I'm a money gabach. Nene is not a poshut mechayev because I don't have. Let's say if I eat in somebody's house, the Ktzoyis is talking over there the gabi aramo, where somebody was allowed to eat in somebody's house, but it was understood that the meal wasn't for free. So over there, there's no mechila on the meal. He's mechuyev to pay for the meal. Now he didn't buy the food. It's not a mazik because he ate bishus. It's not a ganiv. Ramo happens to be talking about a case that most of us would feel uncomfortable. It's talking about a father-in-law who had his children, he had his daughter and his son-in-law eating by him, and it was years after their agreement of support finished, and then the father-in-law had a falling out relationship with the son-in-law, and they used to pay him for the meals. The question is it considered mechila? Is it not considered mechila? And the Ktzoyis explains over there that when the son-in-law was eating food from the father-in-law, he was nene, but you can't say that he has $100 of the father-in-law. That would not be accurate. Does he have now $100 of the father-in-law? He ate. That means that the food is not here. That hano is only called hano, it's not called mishtar shile. Mishtar shile is when I have $100, like the case we said of the field, where I have $100 in my field from you. That's a much stronger mechayev. That would be the mechayev if you hold that a koiv is the pshat that now my $100 or my house that doesn't have a lien on it anymore because you will pay away my koiv. That security that the house is now mine fully without a lien on it is called I have a house that previously wasn't mine. But if we don't say that, if we say there's only a koiv is like an arif from the outside, it's not called I have $100. I don't have $100 that I didn't have. I have the house now. It happens to be you were misalik somebody from coming and taking away the house. What's interesting is that the Rabban, B'metzir Daf Lamed Amud Beis, talks about over there the sugya is if somebody spends time and money to find somebody, he found something, he found a wallet on the street, and he expends time, effort, money to find out who the wallet belongs to, and he returns the wallet, he has a right to charge expenses to the person who returned the wallet to. And over there also the discussion comes up. L'chayr is not more than a mavriach ari. The wallet belonged to the owner. Again, over there we could disagree also because maybe an aveda is called to a certain extent the person who owned the wallet didn't have the wallet. Now he has the wallet, so he has $100 by him. So the Ramban, based on that idea, says that by major aveda, the reason why over there is a mechayiv is because over there it's mishtar shle, he has the $100. By a regular by a mavri chari, the flock that the owner of the sheep had is there. It was his and it is his. A threat to them was removed. The threat to my house was removed by being misalik to bal choyev. But is it called that I'm $100 richer? No, there is no mechiv of mishtar shilei. There's only a pashta nene. They might not be. Why? Because Tosfos speaks out that Perecha Shechaver is not Bori Ezeka. It's possible. See, today when mortgages started failing and mortgages were settled for 5 cents on the dollar, then not every choyv of $100 ends up actually being $100. It's quite possible to negotiate. Yeah, the Gemara brings the Rishon brings a svar over here in Tosfos. He boy have him mefaisinale. I would have been mefaisim. In any case, since it's not 100% that I'm nene, so a proper nene it's not. To call me a mishtar shle that I have $100 of his, that we wouldn't say, because it's the house that I have, it's the house that I still have, it's only the threat to the house that was removed. It's not that I got back my wallet over there like by Meshu Aveda. So remember the two svaras of Tosis, the svara that being masalik bal choy from somebody else is only a it's only getting rid of a threat, it's not giving him something that he didn't have. That's true. That's on the level of being misalik, the taina of mishtar shile. Isn't it called that the loiva of the choiv has $100? No, he had the $100, he still has his $100. A threat to his $100 is removed. That's A. B on the second level, but lamaisa, he was nene. Somebody else paid money for him. Somebody else spent money for him. Why shouldn't he be mechuyev? What are you talking about? It's not 100%. It's not bari ezeka. Then over there he wouldn't be mechuyev. There's more to discuss on this Indian,
But that's a basic, the concept of Hano, the concept of Mishtashle, the concept of Schiris Poelim, what it's called, he's working for him, the Sadasu Elita, Sadashen Asu Elita, just to give a little bit of background.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.